This is a summary of a sicha which Rav Amital delivered in 1994 on Shabbos Vayeshev. It's a summary, but it's also some of my own elaboration of some of the ideas and themes which he raised. Rav Amital spoke about Hashkacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has foreknowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines the arc of human history. And how does that interact with Bechira Chavshis? And how do humans process larger divine decisions, which we have a hard time grasping? And Rav Amital quoted a very provocative, a very, very challenging medrash. The medrash is found in Tanchuma, Perek Dalet of Parshas Vayeshev. And it speaks about the pasuk. The introductory pasuk is, Lechu chazu mifalos Elokim. Study the actions of God. Nora alila al bnei adam. Fearsome alila would be plots on human beings. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha essentially interpreted this pasuk in Tehillim Samach Vav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has master plans for certain unavoidable realities that Hashem intends and Hashem sets into place. And then I'm using words not meant to convey any moral challenge, but Hashem manipulates human history so that these events will occur. So, for example, the Medrash describes death. Death predates human experience, human existence, because death is described in the Torah, which predates the world. So death was something HaKadosh Baruch Hu would introduce into the world, certainly the first day of creation, when Hashem created the Malach HaMaves, according to this Medrash, Choshech Al Pnei Sehom, the beginning of Bereishis refers to death or the Malach HaMaves. So death wasn't response to Adam's sin. It would enter inevitably, but Adam's sin was the plot line, was the apparatus for a predetermined reality entering the human realm. Or in Parshas Vayeshev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash continues, we're searching for some device or some sequence of events to implement the guarantee he issued to Avraham that your children would descend to Egypt, Ger, Yezer, Acha, Be'eretz, Lo Lahem. And wouldn't you know it, Yosef and his brothers collaborated. Yosef and his brothers enabled HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inevitable consequence. And the Medrash likens both the introduction of death into the human sphere and Yosef and his brothers prompting the descent, the unavoidable, predetermined descent into Mitzrayim to a man who decides he's going to divorce his wife and he drafts a get, but he can't divorce her without cause. In fact, there's a machlokas in the end of the Gemara in Gittin as to what conditions enable a man to divorce his wife, Beishamai, Beishillel. So he brings the get, the bill of divorce, into his home. He asks his wife for a drink. When the wife prepares it, he says, this drink is not what I enjoy. You've ruined the food, the drink, and therefore I'm giving the get. And she says, this is a joke. She responds to her husband, you had the get already drafted. You were just looking for some cause. Now, the Medrash can be interpreted in a very, as I mentioned before, manipulative way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu predetermines realities and just shifts or slants human behavior to accommodate those realities. Or, and of course this is the real meaning of the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates general trajectories, general conclusions, general events that are unavoidable because Hashem predetermines them. But human beings, they affect through their freedom of choice the timelines, who will carry history on their shoulders and implement Hashem's predetermined expectations. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about Yaakov having been, in some narrative, destined to descend to Egypt in chains, as a slave, as a hostage. But because of his merits, he was able to descend with fanfare and with applause and with respect. So we don't just alter the timelines. We don't just alter the method, but also at the fringes, we can affect the caliber and the quality of these events and how these events unfold. And I think that sometimes we're very comfortable reinforcing our sense of freedom of choice, even though Hashem has foreknowledge and Hashem has hashkacha pratis, when it comes to our own private lives. So if a person has a particular moral decision, some desire that they're trying to overcome and to suppress, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prior knowledge to the outcome of that process, we still feel that we're empowered to exercise our own freedom of choice as to how to navigate that moment or that challenge. But I think sometimes when we look at the broader historical calculus, the flow of humanity, the history of the Jews, I think sometimes or some people don't feel sufficiently empowered. They feel as if these are predetermined narratives or pre-established trajectories, which are Kodesh Baruch Hu, irrepressibly pursues without real human influence. And Parshas Vayeshev in this Medrash reminds us that not just at the small-scale issues of human decision and human behavior, but even the larger-scale issues of humanity and the flow of human history, even though there Hashem has predetermined endpoints and prior knowledge of the decisions, human beings can very much affect the methodology, can affect the pace, and can affect the caliber of those processes. And I think sometimes we don't take full accountability because we don't feel free and empowered to exercise our freedom of choice in those larger macro equations. Sometimes we just reduce our freedom of choice to the micro equations. And then Rav Mital spoke about something else. He spoke about that towards the end of the parsha, it seems as if the entire family has been torn asunder and Yosef is locked up in a jail cell and Yehuda has been defamed and embarrassed and Yaakov is crying over his lost child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was simply weaving the fabric of Jewish redemption. Everyone's where they have to be. And Jewish history can only advance if Yosef establishes a beachhead in Egypt through his ultimate ascent as the viceroy and the vice president of Egypt. And Yehuda's fall is necessary for him to assume the leadership role that will advance the narrative in Parshas Vayigash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously has a larger sense of the people's experiences and how these events in this moment will participate in those experiences. And we don't always see them when they're occurring. And sometimes there are events which are tragic and frustrating and debilitating. And we're not able at the human level to trace them to larger fabrics and larger systems. And I think the message of Parshas Vayeshev, and I think this is where I think, I'm not sure if Rav Mital intended this message, but it's certainly something that hit me, is that by the end of Sefer Bereishis, we can decode the puzzle, and we're able to trace how each event contributed to the end game of Sefer Bereishis, which is necessary for Jewish history, in the same way that perhaps Megillas Esther allows that decoding by the time we reach the end of the section. It isn't Sefer Iyov where we're left with question marks. Again, I think some people, in their inability to crack the divine wisdom, and none of us can, so there's a forfeiture, and that forfeiture sometimes takes the tone of Gamzu Latova, that Hashem's wisdom lies beyond human apprehension or comprehension. We just know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has some larger plan and larger design. And I think that acquits us from an important part of, on the one hand, approaching it with humility and in the immediate sense, and it's sometimes difficult to decode and decipher HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decisions. Sometimes we can, maybe not about our own lives, maybe about previous lives, maybe even in our own lives in the long term. And understanding and loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu means trying to understand his drachim and understand his decisions with the humility and with the both intellectual humility and religious submission that we may not be able to. But the message isn't just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wove some historical fabric which only emerged and only clarified itself thousands of years later. It clarified itself dozen years later in Mitzrayim, and we should try not to have immediate expectations for deciphering, but within some human realm to be able to try to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will as part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.